The Apocrypha, Authorized King James Version, The First Book of Esdras, Chapter 1. And Josias held the feast of the Passover in Jerusalem unto his Lord, and offered the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. Having set the priests according to their daily courses, being arrayed in long garments in the temple of the Lord. And he spake unto the Levites, the holy ministers of Israel, that they should hallow themselves unto the Lord, to set the holy ark of the Lord in the house that the king Solomon, the son of David, had built, and said, Ye shall no more bear the ark upon your shoulders. Now therefore serve the Lord your God, and minister unto his people Israel, and prepare you after your families and kindreds, according as David the king of Israel prescribed, and according to the magnificence of Solomon his son, and standing in the temple according to the several dignity of the families, of you the Levites, who minister in the presence of your brethren, the children of Israel. Offer the Passover in order. Make ready the sacrifices for your brethren, and keep the Passover according to the commandment of the Lord, which was given unto Moses. And unto the people that were found there, Josias gave 30,000 lambs and kids, and 3,000 calves. These things were given of the king's allowance, according as he promised, to the people, to the priests, and to the Levites. And Halkias, Zacharias, and Silas, the governors of the temple, gave to the priests for the Passover 2,600 sheep, and 300 calves. And Jeconias, and Samaias, and Nathaniel his brother, and Asabias, and Ohiel, and Joram, captains over 1,000, gave to the Levites for the Passover 5,000 sheep and 700 calves. And when these things were done, the priests and the Levites, having the unleavened bread, stood in very comely order according to the kindreds, and according to the several dignities of the fathers, before the people to offer to the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses. And thus did they in the morning. And they roasted the Passover with fire, as appertaineth. As for the sacrifices, they sod them in brass pots and pans with a good savor, and set them before all the people. And afterward they prepared for themselves and for the priests, their brethren, the sons of Aaron. For the priests offered fat until night, and the Levites prepared for themselves and the priests, their brethren, the sons of Aaron. The holy singers also, the sons of Asaph, were in their order, according to the appointment of David. Asaph, Zacharias, and Jeduthun, who was the king's retinue. The First Book of Esdras, Chapter 1, verse 16. Moreover, the porters were at every gate. It was not lawful for any to go from his ordinary service, for their brethren, the Levites, prepared for them. Thus were the things that belonged to the sacrifices of the Lord accomplished in that day, that they might hold the Passover and offer sacrifices upon the altar of the Lord, according to the commandment of the king Josias. So the children of Israel which were present held the Passover at that time, and the feast of sweet bread 7 days. And such a Passover was not kept in Israel since the time of the prophet Samuel. Yea, all the kings of Israel held not such a Passover as Josias. And the priests and the Levites and the Jews held with all Israel that were found dwelling at Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josias was the Passover kept. And the works of Josias were upright before his Lord with an heart full of godliness. As for the things that came to pass in his time, they were written in former times concerning those that sinned and did wickedly against the Lord above all people and kingdoms, and how they grieved him exceedingly, so that the words of the Lord rose up against Israel. Now after all these acts of Josias, it came to pass that Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, came to war at Charshimus upon Euphrates. Josias went out against them. But the king of Egypt sent to him, saying, "What have I to do with thee, O king of Judea? I am not sent out from the Lord God against thee, for my war is upon Euphrates, and now the Lord is with me. Yea, the Lord is with me, hastening me forward. Depart from me, and be not against the Lord." Howbeit, Josias did not turn back his chariot from him, but undertook to fight with him, not regarding the words of the prophet Jeremy, spoken by the mouth of the Lord, but joined battle with him in the plain of Megiddo, and the princes came against King Josias. Then said the king unto his servants, "Carry me away out of the battle, for I am very weak." And immediately his servants took him away out of the battle. Then got he up upon his second chariot, and being brought back to Jerusalem, died. And he was buried in his father's sepulchre. And in all Jewry they mourned for Josias. Yea, Jeremy the prophet lamented for Josias, and the chief men and women made lamentation for him unto this day. And this was given out for an ordinance to be done continually in all the nation of Israel. These things are written in the book of the stories of the kings of Judah, and every one of the acts that Josias did, and his glory, and his understanding of the law of the Lord, and the things that he had done before, and the things now recited, are reported in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. The first book of Esther, chapter 1, verses 34 through 58. And the people took Joachas, the son of Josias, and made him king instead of Josias his father, when he was 23 years old. And he reigned in Judea and in Jerusalem 3 months. And then the king of Egypt disposed him from reigning in Jerusalem. And he set a tax upon the land of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. The king of Egypt also made King Jehoiachin, his brother, king of Judea and Jerusalem. He bound Jehoiachin and the nobles, but Sirachus, his brother, he apprehended and brought him out of Egypt. 25 years old was Jehoiachin when he was made king in the land of Judea and Jerusalem, and he did evil before the Lord. Wherefore against him Nabucodonosor, the king of Babylon, came up and bound him with a chain of brass and carried him into Babylon. Nabucodonosor also took of the holy vessels of the Lord and carried them away, and set them in his own temple at Babylon. But those things that are recorded of him, and of his uncleanness and impiety, are written in the chronicles of the kings. And Jehoiachin his son reigned in his stead. He was made king, being 18 years old. and reigned but 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem, and did evil before the Lord. So after a year, Nebuchadnezzar sent and caused him to be brought into Babylon with the holy vessels of the Lord, and made Zedekiah king of Judea and Jerusalem. When he was 21 years old, and he reigned 11 years. And he did evil also in the sight of the Lord, and cared not for the words that were spoken unto him by the prophet Jeremy from the mouth of the Lord. And after that, King Nebuchadnezzar made him swear by the name of the Lord. He forswore himself and rebelled, and hardening his neck and his heart, he transgressed the laws of the Lord God of Israel. And the governors also of the people and the priests did many things against the laws, and passed all the pollutions of all nations, and defiled the temple of the Lord, which was sanctified in Jerusalem. Nevertheless, the God of their fathers sent by his messengers to call them back, because he spared them and his tabernacle also. But they had his messengers in derision. And look, when the Lord spake unto them, they made sport of his prophets. So far forth that he, being wroth with his people for their great ungodliness, commanded the kings of the Chaldees to come up against them, who slew their young men with the sword, yea, even within the compass of the holy temple, and spared neither young man nor maid, old man nor child among them, for he delivered all into their hands. And they took all the holy vessels of the Lord, both great and small, with the vessels of the ark of God, and the king's treasures, and carried them away into Babylon. As for the house of the Lord, they burnt it, and brake down the walls of Jerusalem, and set fire upon her towers. And as for her glorious things, they never ceased till they had consumed and brought them all to naught. And the people that were not slain with the sword, he carried unto Babylon, who became servants to him and his children, till the Persians reigned, to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremy, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths. The whole time of her desolation shall she rest, until the full term of 70 years. First Esther chapter 2, verse 1. In the first year of Cyrus, the king of the Persians, that the word of the Lord might be accomplished, that he had promised by the mouth of Jeremy, the Lord raised up the spirit of Cyrus, the king of the Persians, and he made proclamation through all his kingdom, and also by writing, saying, thus said Cyrus, the king of the Persians, the Lord of Israel, the Most High Lord, hath made me king of the whole world, and commanded me to build him an house at Jerusalem in Jewry. If therefore there be any of you that are of his people, let the Lord, even the Lord, be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem that is in Judea, and build the house of the Lord in Israel. For he is the Lord that dwelleth in Jerusalem. Whosoever then dwell in places about, let him help those, I say, that are his neighbors, with gold, with silver, with gifts, with horses, and with cattle, and other things which have been set forth by vow for the temple of the Lord at Jerusalem. Then the chief of the families of Judea and of the tribe of Benjamin stood up, the priests also, and the Levites, and all they whose mind the Lord had moved to go up and to build an house for the Lord at Jerusalem, and they that dwell round about them, and help them in all things with silver and gold, with horses and cattle, and with very many free gifts of a great number whose mind were stirred up thereto. King Cyrus also brought forth the holy vessels, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem, and had set up in his temple of idols. Now when Cyrus, king of the Persian, had brought them forth, he delivered them to Mithridates, his treasurer. And by him they were delivered to Shanabashar, the governor of Judea. And this was the number of them: 1,000 golden cups, and 1,000 of silver, censers of silver 29, vials of gold 30, and of silver 2,410, and 1,000 other vessels. So all the vessels of gold and of silver which were carried away were 5,409. These were brought back by Shanabashar, together with them of the captivity, from Babylon to Jerusalem. But in the time of Artaxerxes, king of the Persians, Belamus, and Mithridates, and Tabelius, and Rathumus, and Bilthumus, and Samelius the secretary, with others that were commissioned with them, dwelling in Samaria and other places, wrote unto him against them that dwelt in Judea and Jerusalem these letters following: To the king Artaxerxes our lord, thy servants Rathumus the storyteller, and Samelius the scribe, and the rest of the council, and the judges that are in Celosria and Phoenix, be it now known to the Lord the King, that the Jews that are come up from you to us, being come into Jerusalem, that rebellious and wicked city, do build the marketplaces, and repair the walls of it, and do lay the foundations of the temple. Now, if this city and the walls thereof be made up again, they will not only refuse to give tribute, but also rebel against kings. And forasmuch as the things pertaining to the temple are now at hand, we think it meet not to neglect such a matter, but to speak unto our Lord the King, to the intent that, if it be thy pleasure, it may be sought out in the books of thy fathers, and thou shalt find in the chronicles what is written concerning these things, and shall understand that that city was rebellious, troubling both kings and cities, and that the Jews were rebellious and raised always wars therein, for the which cause even this city was made desolate. Wherefore, now we do declare unto thee, O Lord the King, that if this city be built again, the walls thereof set up anew, thou shalt from henceforth have no passage into Celosria and Phoenix. Then the king wrote back again to Rathumus the story writer, to Beltimus, to Simelius the scribe, and to the rest that were in commission, and dwellers in Samaria and Syria and Phoenix, after this manner: I have read the epistle which ye have sent unto me. Therefore I commanded to make diligent search, and it hath been found that that city was from the beginning practicing against kings, and the men therein were given to rebellion and war, and that the mighty kings and fierce were in Jerusalem, who reigned and exacted tributes in Celosria and Phoenix. And now I have commanded to hinder those men from building the city, and he to be taken that there be no more done in it. and that those wicked workers proceed no further to the annoyance of kings. Then King Artaxerxes, his letter being read, Rathamus and Semilius the scribe, and the rest that were commissioned with them, removing in haste towards Jerusalem with a troop of horsemen and a multitude of people in battle array, began to hinder the builders. And the building of the temple in Jerusalem ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of the Persians. The first book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 1. Now when Darius reigned, he made a great feast unto all his subjects, and unto all his household, and unto all the princes of Media and Persia, and to all the governors and captains and lieutenants that were under him, from India unto Ethiopia, of 127 provinces. And when they had eaten and drunken, and being satisfied, were gone home. And Darius the king went into his bedchamber and slept, and soon after awaked. Then three men that were of the guard, that kept the king's body, spake one to another, "Let every one of us speak a sentence. He that shall overcome, and whose sentence shall seem wiser than the others, unto him shall the king Darius give great gifts and great things in token of victory, as to be clothed in purple, to drink in gold, and to sleep upon gold, and a chariot with bridles of gold, and an headtire of fine linen, and a chain about his neck. And he shall sit next to Darius because of his wisdom, and shall be called Darius his cousin." And then everyone wrote his sentence, sealed it, and laid it under King Darius his pillow, and said that, when the king is risen, some will give him the writings, and of whose side the king and the three princes of Persia shall judge that his sentence is the wisest, to him shall the victory be given, as was appointed. The first wrote, "Wine is the strongest." The second wrote, "The king is the strongest." The third wrote, "Women are the strongest." But above all things, truth beareth away the victory. Now when the king was risen up, they took their writings and delivered them unto him. And so he read them. And sending forth, he called all the princes of Persia and Media, and the governors, and the captains, and the lieutenants, and the chief officers, and sat him down in the royal seat of judgment. And the writings were read before them. And he said, "Call the young men, and they shall declare their own sentences." So they called and came in. And he said unto them, "Declare unto us your mind concerning the writings." Then began the first, who had spoken of the strength of wine. And he said, "Thus, O ye men, how exceeding strong is wine. It causeth all men to err that drink it. It maketh the mind of a king and of the fatherless child to be all one, of the bondman and of the free man, of the poor and of the rich. It turneth also every thought into jollity and mirth. so that a man remembereth neither sorrow nor debt. And it maketh every heart rich, so that a man remembereth neither king nor governor. It maketh to speak all things by talents. And when they are in their cups, they forget their love both to friends and brethren. And a little while after, draw out swords. But when they are from the wine, they remember not what they have done. O ye men, is not wine the strongest that enforceth to do thus? And when he had spoken, he held his peace. Chapter 4, verse 1. Then the second that had spoken the strength of the king began to say, O ye men, do not men excel in strength that bear rule over sea and land and all things in them? But the king is more mighty, for he is Lord over all these things, and hath dominion over them, and whatsoever he commandeth them, they do. If he bid them make war, the one against another, they do it. If he send them out against the enemy, they go, and break down mountains, walls, and towers. They slay and are slain and transgress not the king's commandment. If they get the victory, they bring all to the king, as well the spoil as all things else. Likewise, for those that are no soldiers and have not to do with wars, but use husbandry when they have reaped again that which had been sown, they bring it to the king and compel one another to pay tribute to the king. And yet he is one man. If he command to kill, they kill. If he command to spare, they spare. If he command to smite, they smite. If he command to make desolate, they make desolate. If he command to build, they build. If he command to cut down, they cut down. If he command to plant, they plan. So all his people and his armies obey him. Furthermore, he lieth down. He eateth and drinketh and taketh his rest. And these kept watch around about him, neither made anyone depart and do his own business, neither disobey they him in anything. Oh, ye men, how should not the king be the mightiest when in such sort he is obeyed? And he held his tongue. The first book of Esdras, chapter 4, verses 13 through 41. Then the third, who had spoken of women and of the truth, this was Zerubbabel, began to speak. O ye men, it is not the great king, nor the multitude of men, neither is it wine that excelleth. Who is it then that ruleth them, or hath the lordship over them? Are they not women? Women have borne the king and all the people that bear rule by sea and land. Even of them came they, and they nourished them up that planted the vineyards, from whence the wine cometh. These also make garments for men, these bring glory unto men. And without women cannot men be. Yea, and if men have gathered together gold and silver, or any other goodly thing, do they not love a woman which is comely in favor and beauty? And letting all those things go, do they not gape, and even with open mouth fix their eyes fast upon her? And have not all men more desire unto her than unto silver and gold, or any goodly thing whatsoever? A man leaveth his own father that brought him up, and his own country, and cleaveth unto his wife. He sticketh not to spend his life with his wife, and remembereth neither father nor mother nor country. By this also ye must know that women have dominion over you. Do ye not labor and toil and give and bring all to the woman? Yea, a man taketh his sword and goeth his way to rob and to steal and sell upon the sea and upon rivers, and looketh upon a lion, and goeth in the darkness. And when he hath stolen, spoiled, and robbed, he bringeth it to his love. Wherefore a man loveth his wife better than father or mother. Yea, many there be that have run out of their wits for women, and become servants for their sakes. Many also have perished, have erred, and sinned for women. And now do ye not believe me? Is not the king great in his power? Do not all regions fear to touch him? Yet did I see him, and Apame, the king's concubine, the daughter of the admirable Bartacus, sitting at the right hand of the king, and taking the crown from the king's head and setting it upon her own head, she also struck the king with her left hand. And yet for all this, the king gaped and gazed upon her with open mouth. If she laughed upon him, he laughed also. But if she took any displeasure at him, the king was fain to flatter, that she might be reconciled to him again. O ye men, how can it be but women should be strong, seeing they do thus? Then the king and the princes looked one upon another. So he began to speak the truth. O ye men, are not women strong? Great is the earth, high is the heaven. Swift is the sun in his course, for he compasseth the heavens round about, and fetches his course again to his own place in one day. Is he not great that maketh these things? Therefore, great is the truth, and stronger than all things. All the earth calleth upon the truth, and the heaven blesseth it. All works shake and tremble at it, and with it is no unrighteous thing. Wine is wicked, the king is wicked, women are wicked, all the children of men are wicked, and such are all their wicked works. And there is no truth in them. In their unrighteousness also they shall perish. As for the truth, it endureth and is always strong. It liveth and conquereth forevermore. With her there is no accepting of persons or rewards. But she doeth the things that are just, and refraineth from all unjust and wicked things. And all men do well like of her works. Neither in her judgment is any unrighteousness. And she is the strength, kingdom power, and majesty of all ages. Blessed be the God of truth. And with this, he held his peace. And all the people then shouted and said, "Great is truth, and mighty above all things."